Hundreds of men and women, including leaders and ordinary citizens from across Lagos State, met at Freedom Hall in Juba on Sunday to deliberate on what the new governor Rintoeny Mabior can do in order to bring about peace and stability to the troubled state. After lengthy discussions, moderator Jacob Adut Mabor read aloud some of the recommendations that citizens think the new governor should implement to end the vicious cycle of killings and road ambushes.
Murder must be punishable by death, and any revenge killings that occur after the culprits have been detained must be punishable by death as well. Those who are found possessing arms without the support of the law must be penalized and disarmed by all means possible, including the use of lethal force.
During the discussion, the participants agreed on a total of 25 resolutions, including one that would arrest and punish politicians and military officials found guilty of inciting communities to fight and supply weapons to civilians. After listening to the recommendations, newly appointed Lagos State's Governor General Rintoeny Mabior vowed to tighten the rule of law to stop the vicious cycle of killings in the area.
My administration will fully effect the punishment of law on such racks elements destabilizing our states. Bandits, abaka, cattle rustling is a criminal offense against the state and must be dealt with properly. We must not succumb to the criminals and must not allow our people to despair either. We shall work tirelessly to restore hope, confidence of our people, and create a peaceful atmosphere that reflects the true values of our people of Lagos State.
General Majaga Kech, Inspector General of the South Sudan National Police Service, who hails from Lagos State, told the new governor to apply proper punishment for criminals according to the situation on ground.
If the situation requires firing squad, do it. If the situation requires humanity, do it. But you should focus on strengthening local courts. If it depends on the courts in Juba, it will take long process and delay justice process and bring in some other issues.
General Akech says he will give his full support to the new governor in his capacity as police inspector general. He says once the unified forces are graduated, their first mission will be to carry out a nationwide disarmament exercise, which will include Lagos State. Paramount Chief Madud Boy says peace and stability won't return to the state until politicians and military leaders allow the new governor to do his work uninterrupted. According to Chief Boy, nepotism and sectarianism are the main challenges standing in the way of justice and enforcement of the law in the state. Martha Atiriu, a member of parliament in Lagos State, says women are tired of barring men killed in communal violence or of being abandoned by men who kill and then run away.
After killing each other, they run away to hide, leaving the dead colleagues for women to bury. Because if they engage in burial, they will be included in the fight. So they run to hide and leave it to women to carry the body, dig the grave and bury them. Is it right for us to be burying people? Is that our mission? When we are not the ones who kill them, you must shoot them.
Intercommunal violence, cattle raids, and road ambushes have increased in recent years in the state. A Catholic bishop was recently called out at night, shot and wounded in front of his residence in Rumbek. A breastfeeding mother was also killed in her house at night 5 days ago. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.